Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinking bros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. They're sleepy time gummies. Knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And they're epic euphoria gummies. Well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Hey! rules at the Drinking Bros.
We just won Peter Dinklage's dick.
What happened?
We don't want Peter Dinklage's dick.
What?
God,
what
is Jared,
all the way
having
up.
A nice B-52s moment, and that's what you do to it.
What do you mean? I thought, like, if anything, the B-52s would love Peter Dinklage's dick.
It's his dick not being very big.
It's the dank dick.
The dank dick.
I guess if you were to score Peter Dinklage fucking, you would score it to B-52s. I'll give you that.
Exactly.
I'll give you that for sure.
Exactly. Or you cut a hole in a bathroom stall, and he juxtaposes the head out, and then you're just like...
Ew, just the tip.
What is that?
Can I get a B-52? Like Chinese food.
Because it's like sucking on a binky.
He's tasting it as if you're seeing if it's spicy salsa or not.
Don't kiss the microphone like that.
Oh my God.
What was that?
You had to see it. His hair rattled how hard he sucked.
Man, welcome to Drinking Bros. Welcome to Drinking Bros.
God.
Oh, no, we're all the way down.
All the way down.
Jared, you sullied it. You put another dirty diaper on this show is what you did.
Like, I put a dirty diaper? Like, it's not even a fresh diaper. It's just a dirty one?
No, you put a clean one on. We started the show, and then you shit your diaper. You sullied it.
That's not me.
With
That's
your
not
dirtiness.
Me. That's not me, Ross.
God.
That's not me.
All right. It's not you.
Yeah.
It's not you. Oh.
I sneezed.
Hey, bless you. Thank you for doing that in front of the microphone.
I'm sorry.
Twice in a row.
I apologize.
Listen, I just sometimes fantasize about taping corn on the cob to a hard boner and eating it.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? That's what I heard.
No, I wasn't thinking about it. I heard somebody tell me that.
That's a new one.
Wait, hold on. Do you want like the barbecue corns, like the short ones, or do you want the whole corn?
No,
on the
I want the whole corn of the
That's
cob.
A big dick.
Do you want Mexican spice on there?
You want an elote.
You got corn in the teeth.
That's a new one. That's a new. I've never heard you say something like that.
Oh, so do you touch the dick, or is it merely corn touching?
You hold the base.
You said it's taped to the dick. I imagine the tape is so
teeth up.
His mannerisms.
I imagine the tape being so tight.
He's acting it out, Ross. He's acting
like
it out.
It's like one of those rings or whatever.
A cock ring.
I can see him acting it out. Like, I can see that in my mind.
He's holding his hand. His microphone is the corn. And he's
dragging the teeth.
Cartoon.
From the top of the show, somebody burps into the microphone. There's two sneezes like a child. And then this, the corn on the cob dick.
It used to be the 4th of July, but it's a different angle.
No,
4th of July is
sideways. This is more like a Christmas gift.
I
call that Pinocchio's nose.
Anybody who hasn't turned off the show by now,
nose.
We got a few sponsors.
Oh yeah, that whole
with
sponsor
us.
Thing.
I forgot we still have those.
Oh whoops.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they're still around.
After this level of disgust, go to your go-to place, your cubbyhole, grab yourself some Strike Force energy. It's a little tin pouch full of magic. It's the best goddamn energy drink on the planet. It comes in a little tin pouch. You can put it in waters, juices, liquors, carbonated beverages. You can put it in urine. You can do whatever you want with it. You can snort it. You can put it on corn on the cob like Jared does. Suck it down.
YOLO.
Kick the can. It comes in a box. They ship around the world. So wherever you're deployed, you can get it. You don't need cans anymore. You go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in the promo code DRINKINBROS. You get 20% off of every order, but we highly recommend you get a subscription. That's what we have. It's the only thing that keeps us going.
It's super efficient because you can literally fit like 9 energy drinks in the palm of your hand, you know? Cans are stupid is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and you took it overseas, right, Matt? Like it was easy for you on the go?
Dude, I carry one of the boxes every time I travel in my carry-on because, I'm a caffeine addict, so I usually wake up to Black Rifle, and then I live through Strike Force throughout the day. And it's actually my pre-workout. I take 1.5.
I squirt it into a vagina and lick it out.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah. If it's Mel's Matt cool Best it. Approved, that means G.I. Joe would love it too. You know what I'm saying? Because Matt's an American hero.
I am not. I'm an American douchebag.
I mean,
please.
Technically, it is 2016, Ross. I mean, he is the new version of G.I. Joe.
He really is. He's our modern day Joe.
There's no contender.
If I had who would be the contender?
Nobody. It's not that. It's not that Adam guy from Star Wars. He's too emo. Yeah.
If we're gonna make a fucking doll and sell it, it's you. It's you that's going out to the public.
He's too emo.
You're a man of the people, Matt. You're a man of the people.
Oh Jesus!
You're like you're like Robin Hood, but a little more gay.
Yeah, but my kryptonite is my dick because I put it everywhere.
Oh, kryptonite!
What?
You don't spell kryptonite.
No, your kryptonite would be vagina.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because you put your dick in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Hey kids, if you're not able to sleep with Matt Best and have him wake up beside you in bed, and somebody's at your door, go to TartarusOrdinance.com. Get yourself a little home defense ammunition. You can also get gunned up there. You can also they got some arms up in there.
I believe
that would be called an FFL dealer.
You can shoot loads on bitches' faces more than Matt Best.
What?
I don't think you
could shoot loads on faces, Rocco.
Well,
no, that's
dangerous.
No, that's what Mel says. He goes, as long as you don't come in pussies, you're good. Buttholes and faces are fine.
What?
I'm approved.
This is as dark as it gets here, kids.
I just almost got sick.
When you're cheating on your wife and you have to kill someone, Tartarus Ordnance.
Go to TartarusOrdinance.com.
When she tells you she's going to tell.
TartarusOrdinance.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 10% off of your order.
Switch to Tartarus because it's untraceable for things like murder.
That's not the thing.
Tartarus Ordnance, it's your insurance policy.
Oh God.
It really is. Oh, it really is. But we can't say that.
Ross, we should just we should shoot a Tartarus commercial that's just like the husband comes home and the wife's like, "Hey, I upped my life insurance today." And he just looks over at a box of Tartarus ordnance ammunition.
Tartarus.
And then it cuts to him just burying the body.
No, it cuts to him driving to Vegas alone with money falling out of the Cadillac.
Tartarus ordnance. Tartarus ordnance, when you commit to a midlife crisis.
When you commit.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know what you could be driving to Vegas with in your mouth, with a dead body in the trunk? A little warfightertobacco.com.
Yes, you can. That's called a victory cigar.
That's the victory. We could incorporate. Yeah. We could incorporate everybody in this.
That exactly. should be their new slogan. Where victory has never tasted so good.
Victory has never tasted so good. Go to warfightertobacco.com. Get yourself some cigars that are handmade in the Dominican Republic using quality Cuban seed tobacco. They are all about cigars because real men don't smoke hookahs. Sign up for their newsletter. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off everything on there.
And I think it's important.
They're 100% combat veteran.
Yep. Yeah, yes. That's important to know. They're combat veterans, and we support y'all. That's
so
awesome.
they'd have no problem with a body in the trunk, and you know they're trustworthy.
We've all been there with a body in the trunk and talking about our sponsors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And let's say Peter Dinklage killed somebody with some Tartarus. Let's say he needed some books to stack up on so he could drive to see above the steering wheel. You know he's going to be stacking At Night She Cries while he rides his steed. The first ever romance novel for dudes. The funniest book ever written. He's going to stack those five deep just so he can see over the steering wheel. It's available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, every fucking place you can imagine except for Walmart because they're pussies because there's some nudity in there and they ban the fucking book.
That's so funny.
Oh, pansies.
So get the funniest book ever written. If you love Range 15, you'll love this. And then the next morning, if you're having regrets, pour yourself a nice, hot, steaming cup of Black Rifle Coffee on blackriflecoffee.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every single thing in the whole entire store. The best coffee made, and it's made from real people in Utah.
I actually hate Evan because he runs that business so well.
You said
and
you
the coffees.
Ate Evan.
No, Jared ate Evan. I said
Jared
I hate.
Ate Evan.
Yeah, Jared.
By the way,
ate Evan.
I forgot to tell you while you guys were gone. I saw Black Rifle Coffee on Jesse James's Instagram.
Jesse James posted
dude, dope
it, man.
As shit. How do you guys know Jesse James?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No idea.
I have no clue.
I do.
You're kidding.
We've done some time together.
Plead the fifth on this one.
We have no idea.
We don't know.
We don't know.
I like it. His username, by the way, on Instagram is amazing. It was, what was it? The Pope Welding?
Pope Welding.
The Pope of Welding,
The Pope
it is.
Of Welding, that's so, it. It was fucking
like that,
awesome.
Yeah, he's fucking dope.
You know what I'd really like to see him in is a Drinking Bros t-shirt. Go to drinkingbrospodcast.com for some t-shirts from the show. We got a limited edition France Press Drinking Club in there. We also have a limited edition France Press mugs that are on sale that are literally flying off. I think we almost sold out the first day.
I bought one at retail value. Yeah, I did.
I did too. I loved it. Yeah.
You know, I think things are going well, and like when you're happy in life, when you buy your own shit because you just like it, you know?
Yeah, it's part of them. Like, man, I really enjoy what I'm doing. And so, yeah, I'm going to buy something I fucking love.
Yeah.
That shit's
yeah.
fucking
I mean,
dope.
Not only that, but
I was genuinely worried we were going to sell out, and I wasn't going to fucking get one, so I ordered one.
If work is getting drunk with my four best friends and hang out essentially through a social media and with a bunch of drinking bros, if you call that work, then we made it.
Yeah.
We made it.
It's a pretty goddamn good life, I will say that. And to all the drinking bros out there, thank you for joining us for another magical evening of fuckery and shenanigans. We do, though, however, on a serious note, want to start off by dedicating this week's show to all the LEOs out there, especially in Dallas and Baton Rouge.
Yeah, man, that's I think that hits near and dear. I mean, from Article 15 clothing alone, there's three of us that were prior LEOs, and so
there's a lot of there's a couple TACPs that are Dallas police officers that were on scene.
Oh, there was Rangers
feeding me information while we were still on the flight.
Dude, I was actually in Arlington. I was actually near Dallas. I was in Arlington at the Texas Rangers games when I started receiving text messages seeing if I was good. They'd give me 1018 checks, and everyone's kind of seeing if I was all right. And man, I mean, talk about being emotional. I was within 45 minutes of the whole scene, and knowing that one of the cops that was killed was actually a former Army Ranger, a Bat Boy.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, back in the 80s, yeah. So there was a bunch of Bat Boys that came to town. We went and drank, and it was the whole thing is, understand that us here on the podcast, we support your mission, man. We definitely are here for you guys.
Oh, we're going to get
into
this motherfucker.
And there's no question on whose side we're on, all right? The Blue Lives Matter. All you Leos out there, keep your heads up, man, and head on a swivel at all times, man.
Yeah, and I will say this, because you guys were gone, and we wanted to save this topic until you got back. Because a lot of people sent in emails to the Drinking Bros podcast fan page on Facebook, and were like, "Hey man, can you please, you know, Drinking Bro of the Week, all the guys from Dallas, Drinking Bro of the Week, all the guys from Baton Rouge." And there's been so many police shootings around the nation that literally we're getting, you know, emails from Georgia, Missouri, and it's like there's no way all these cops should be dying like this. Matt Best in particular, we miss the old Matt Best rants. A lot of people are saying this Black Lives Matter movement is racist, including the sheriff of Milwaukee, Sheriff Clark, who spoke at the Republican convention last night. What is your thoughts on this,
dude? I mean, if you really look at like the culture behind that movement, right? So it's not a humanitarian. It's not about ethics, right? If you look at back in the day, like slavery and all this shit, right? There's movements that obviously you like contemporary like society has to grow, right? So right now, right, the Black Lives Matter, its whole basis is racist in my eyes, man. I truly believe that, and it's really perpetuating this. Like if you're literally advocating the death of social servants, right? So like police officers, right? And everybody knows that we're massive supporters of LEOs. And it reminds me of like the whole thing with ISIS, right? You have Arabs and Muslims and all these people that are speaking like Islamophobia, blah, 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 blah. Go fuck yourself, right? So what are you doing? If I existed in a fucking culture where my people were acting out and doing ferocious criminal acts against people, I would have an active voice to stop that. But the fact of the matter is they don't. They're essentially defending the fact that they want to be criminals and terrorists. Like the whole thing with the Dallas and the Baton Rouge, it's disgusting. Like there is absolutely zero justification for any of that, you know?
Can I step in one second?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're on board, but here's something I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate on this. The Black Lives Matter movement alone, right, the name of it, to me, yes, that is kind of a racist statement, right, because White Lives Matter would be fucking considered completely racist.
Yes.
Mexican lives, Puerto Rican lives, all that. But at the other time, part of them is not this violent vigilante type group. The other part is you have an extremist side of it.
Bullshit,
which
though.
Which is fucking crazy.
No, bullshit, though. I call bullshit and all that because at the end of the day, dude, if what do you identify in this world, right? If you're an American citizen,
yes,
you should identify as a fucking American. Yes. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're Asian. I don't care if you're fucking white. Racial, the whole amazing part of America is the diversity, right? We come from an immigrant society. We all from... That's why we exist. It's a diversified fucking country.
Yes.
And so the fact that it's like Black Lives Matter, you're literally associating with color. It has nothing to do with culture. It's identifying a color.
Yep.
It's stupid.
I hear you.
And I believe that. Like, because, man, I get so fucking mad on that subject that I can't even talk. But, like, you know, we're in the military. It's like we always make the black jokes and all this. We all come from where I know so many people, and I hate to even identify color at this day and age. It doesn't matter, man.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. I don't care if you're fucking gay, you're transgendered, you're black, you're Asian, you're fucking whatever, dude. As long as you're a contributor to society and you believe in being a patriot and American, that's what matters. So, and the more that these people try to take these social motives, they're breaking apart society, and they're bridging these giant social gaps and constructing these horrible things that are stopping us from being a country that can actually grow, Like, you have fucking 6 cops dying. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, and then 3 more recently?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, please, I mean, please justify that. Someone from the Black Lives Matter.
You know what the
please
funny
justify
thing is,
that.
Matt? Those fucking dumb motherfuckers don't even know what they're spouting. They don't even know. They don't even have a cause.
But that's why, like, I can't even talk. Even I get so mad because they, like, don't. They're
so ignorant.
They don't have
so
a social narrative. There's nothing. All it is, it's like cops are bad. Like, okay, got it. You had one bad experience with police officers. Like, let's be real. There's going to be a bad bunch in everything across the board. There's some bad soldiers. There's bad accountants. There's bad everything.
There's bad Rangers.
There's
good Rangers.
But at the end of the day, be a contributor to society. Change that narrative. Let's hopefully, you know, vote and not have the election that we have going on. Like, and it's just, it's bizarre. Social media has ruined all this shit.
Exactly. So social media has definitely fucking caused the biggest issue here. Dude, recently there was a video released about 27 acts that the mainstream media artists, musicians, actors came together, mostly black, and saying all these 27 victims that were killed innocently by cops. And it's like, wait a minute. Yeah. I know most of these stories, and they're not innocent.
And I'll put this out there just so I'm fucking super clear about it. For all the law enforcement guys, we fucking love you, and we support you, because at the end of the day, and I talk about this when I've had fucking libtards that are talking about my military experience say, oh, you're a baby killer. I'm like, you don't know what the fuck I've seen. And sure, I've been in situations where I wish that didn't happen to people.
If anybody killed babies, he's a JTAG.
Right, yeah. No, dude, here, I don't give a fuck, dude. I'll get really fucking dark in this fucking podcast. I've been on plenty of missions and done, I mean, I've done over 600 direct action raids. There's been plenty of times. I shot a fucking a law and killed 2 fucking little beautiful girls. What am I going to do moving forward? I'm gonna fucking change my life and continually try to be a better person.
Yep.
And the fact that these people are singling out fucking LEOs and calling them pieces of shit, bullshit. The law enforcement is there and exists to be... I get so fucking mad.
Yeah, but you
mad,
know
dude.
What? You know we, what,
we support
though,
it,
is
dude.
The sheriff of Milwaukee said it best. Yeah. He said, name, you know, he was talking about how many black-on-black murders there are. He goes, you can name these fucking cops. Name the last 2 guys that died, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Well, not even that. There's more cops killing whites during shootings. So, like,
the whole Black Lives Matter thing is creating a racial tension where it's like, hey, guys, I understand.
That's exactly what it causes.
I understand where you're coming from, but, like, let's work together. Cops are wonderful people that have families and just want to live their life and contribute to society. They're out there. You're coming from this. I'm trying to be super political right now, but, like, just
you want
to
know another problem?
Bridge the divide. Ross, other than fucking,
you want to know another problem? Don fucking Lemon.
I don't know who that
fuck is. Fuck that guy.
What the fuck,
dude,
is that?
Dude, Don Lemon got housed the other day.
And you know what? He's
a Sheriff Clark.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
Hey, wait. Yeah. Can you explain who he is real quick for the
listeners
not knowing?
He's a fucking reporter on CNN.
He's a reporter for CNN. Yes, yeah. A black reporter for CNN.
And he wanted
to
play.
Big supporter of the Black Lives Movement. And then
he wanted to play fucking games, and Clark hosed him. And Don Lemon, you look like a punk fucking little bitch. Like, yeah, you are a punk fucking bitch.
Get it,
here's like, you want to act, he wanted to act cool. Like, oh, no, 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 no. He wanted to try and guide Clark on the message he wanted. Clark wasn't having it and made him look like a punk ass bitch on his own show.
Dude.
Hashtag cut to commercial, Don. Cut to commercial, you piece of shit.
Here's the fucking reality of what the job what the job entails is. You pull over people who are not doing their what's not legal. Like me as a Border Patrol agent was pulling over people that were suspected of either smuggling of whatnot, right? And so you approach a vehicle and looking for threats. It's not – I'm not looking for a Mexican as a Border Patrol agent. I'm looking for a threat. I'm looking for hands. And so you approach every scene like that. There's no cop out there. Now, I'm not going to say there's no cop. Like that's not what is trained, right? We train to go, what's the threat? And if there's a threat – then you handle the threat accordingly. Now, I'm not going to say this. Being in part of law enforcement, knowing that one of the first things that is cut in training is the funding in training, right, in law enforcement. And so we need to, one, have better accountability of our training as law enforcement. And I know this, and I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm saying, hey,
no, I agree.
I walked in those shoes. Right. And out of these three here, I walk in those shoes. But we don't approach a scene looking for a black guy and say, oh, my God, the threat is heightened. No, it's not about that.
But that's the thing. So – I completely agree with all that, you know, and Nick said some shit about that. But like at the end of the day, pop culture identifies police officers right now
100%
as bad people.
100%.
That is the completely wrong narrative.
Right.
They're literally making a $40,000 salary, as you can agree with, because you've been in that ring. A $40,000 salary to get yelled at, to get disrespected, and to do a job that they get no accolades for. And it's just like,
that's
to me, that's one of the hardest jobs, right? We talked about this the other day, dude. The hardest job is being an LEO at this point in my life. Like, the fact that you have active people trying to kill you, you're trying to support your family.
You're hated. BLM is so stupid that they have no direction or cause, and what they're doing now is only going to lead to martial fucking occupation. They're going to get the fuck kicked out of them. Like, dude, and then at those points, the fucking civil rights go out the window. You know, like, there will come a tipping point where if they keep fucking around in the same areas, like Dallas or in Louisiana, they're like, cool, National Guard is now on every fucking street of this place. And if you fuck around, you get butt struck.
Dude, you know what we should do? If someone could reach out, and like I couldn't even talk because I was getting so mad right now on assignment, but if we could have like one of the forefront guys of Black Lives Matter come.
Be amazing.
And if please, I would love to have you and have a narrative with you. Like if you could preach what the fuck you believe in and not make it a racial issue. That's what's frustrating to me because I'm not a racist at all. I certain cultures I think whatever, but like the whole black thing, like it doesn't make sense to me. It's like you're an American. What else do you have? You're an American.
Yeah, we all have the opportunity to make our lives as successful or as fucking shitty as possible.
But you're an American.
Right.
I don't, it's so hard for me to see past that. People that believe in the Constitution, ethical practices, morals, and being an American, I'm like, that you're an American. I don't care if you're fucking Arab, whatever. Dude, it doesn't matter. As long as you support that, we're good. So stop trying to isolate yourself and ostracize yourself in a social group where like, I need to be like, they're isolating themselves in a fucking in a criminal way, and I don't get it, dude. I really don't get it, and I'd love for someone to speak to my face and actually try to talk that because I'd love to ruin them.
I'm confused.
Because I mean, you look at Black Lives Matter, and people say, you know, oh, what if white people did that? They did. It was called the KKK back in the day, and that no longer exists.
But honestly, Ross, this is the crazy thing with that. I will say, like, I think there's a lot of emotional people, and being an emotional breeds like good contemporary movements and good critical thinking, but that movement is not critical thinking. It's deteriorating very, very quickly, and especially when you have riots that are actually fucking supporting the fucking murder of cops. Fuck you! You should all be fucking jailed, you pieces of shit. Like, please give me a counter argument to that. There's no understanding in my brain that could support the fact that innocent fucking humans that are trying to give back to society are getting murdered. Fuck you.
Not only that, but
fuck you all.
But most of the half the officers that were killed, at least two or three of them were black.
So
exactly. What it like, makes what, no what fucking sense.
I wish we could get a little medieval, you know? Why not hang some of these people upside down and cut their skin off at their ankles and
stuff? Oh, trust me, I saw that one video of the guy shooting that cop. I would love to pull his hair back, stick my fucking Glock till he almost throws up and blow his fucking head out of his back of the head.
I would get a little crazy.
Wait till the day when people realize, like, dude, if you really want us to step out of our shell, we would fuck this world apart.
Oh.
And then we would start from scratch.
A cheese grater hooked to a car battery.
And then we'd start from scratch, and it's just a bunch of fucking military dudes running this shit.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Reality is,
you want to fuck around in a small town? We'll show you what that's like.
Yeah. I've decided I can't really talk when I get really mad.
I know. You get really... But I love it.
I was super mad.
But we need... You are intelligent enough to convey the message that I can't.
Not really. I'm just super mad right now.
I just say fucking fuck.
I just want to start skinning him.
Super mad.
I just want to fuck.
I get an interesting question here because I posed this as soon as I saw the Baton Rouge shooting.
I know what you're talking about.
It blew up online and it was a simple Twitter post. I just said, look, and on Facebook, I said, all law enforcement should go on a nationwide strike for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, then let's see whose lives are the most valuable. Because I think the country would go to shit,
Ross, so
in less than 36 hours.
I made a joke. Oh, fuck. This is like 3 years ago. I did. It was perception versus reality.
Yes.
And in the skit, I think I was like, yo, fuck the police. And I was talking to like a gangster. And then it was like reality. And it was like someone was hurt. And it was like, call the police. And that's what it is, man. And I don't know. It's pop culture right now to hate cops, and we have to change that, man. Like,
why? It is just
no.
It's
I agree.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Cops and the trucking industry should just freeze for 36 hours.
Fuck everybody.
And then show them. Like, all right, cool. Try and eat. Try and eat, motherfuckers.
Oh, you stabbed your hand. You're bleeding out. No,
you
can't
have to
call the police.
You have to start. You start the strike with the American trucking industry. So now supplies are very scarce, and then boom, cops go on strike 48 hours later. Oh, now we can't police anything. No.
It would be like the purge. It would be fucking
chaos. Dude, that's
exactly
what it comes to, the purge.
Yeah, well, guess who's got plenty of ammo from Tartarus?
Yeah.
Come on up to this house.
What's up, buddy?
Matt, a lot of people wanted you to run for president. Now that we're down to two here, would you ever consider doing it?
I'd be a horrible president. I would be vice president to Evan Hafer.
Yeah, I think Evan should be the president.
Evan would be a great president.
I honestly think we should attempt it.
Yeah.
I think we should attempt it in 2020.
I feel like
to flex.
I might be smart enough to be a VP, but like crazy enough where you're like, oh, he's way cool. I mean, Joe Biden was fucking VP. Come on, that fucking idiot. So
yeah.
I think I can handle it. But yeah, we definitely need like a more powerful president. So I'll take Evan Hafer on that one.
I agree.
Hey, out of any of you guys, do any of you have political aspirations? Because all kidding aside, If I got one more thing posted on my wall of like, dude, it should be Matt Best in 2020.
I think all of us come together to work on Evan's campaign.
Yeah, I think all of us in this room know
that we could. Here's what I want to see though.
Yeah,
I want to see Evan debate major candidates because he would he would fuck them up so
bad. That's what I'm saying.
And he would call them
Jared's
out on certain
right
things.
Now.
Jared's dick just got hard.
No, it didn't.
What? I see it in your pants.
Dude, whenever you talk about Evan, honestly, Jared, you need to tie it down because just goes.
But the thing is Evan has the intelligence. Shut up.
Let's hear it.
He has the intelligence of, I mean, fucking like whole theater of operations battle schemes. Like, he understands actual foreign policy because he's had to implement it.
We're on his side as well. Yeah. And here's the fact that none of us in this room want to run for fucking anything. If anything,
nothing.
No.
Rocco, you don't want to run for anything?
I mean, I'd be a fucking El Paso mayor. Yeah. Mayor. You know what I mean?
But Ross, I think the difference between politics, right? So politics, you have a title that like, hey, this is who I am, I'm the governor or whatever. I think us as a company can have a
stronger voice.
Yeah, we have a voice. We can be public figures where we can actually influence people to make good decisions.
We could be friends with the governor because he's scared
right.
of us.
Yeah, to not support criminal fucking movements, social movements, like to actually think and critically think and be like, what benefits my family, America, my society, this nation, and instead of acting out in this fucking horribly deliberate way that ends in fucking innocent lives. So
yeah, I wouldn't be. You don't want me. My decision making would be just a little harsh. Like Ferguson, Missouri, I would have just sent a bunch of minigun trucks with SF teams. I say, hey, they want to fuck around and burn their own city down, fucking kill them all.
That's what we call it. When Jared was there, they call him Jared International Incident Taylor. I swear to God.
Yeah, and Jared, can you explain to the audience? I don't know if this was a joke or not, but while you were gone, you got banned from Facebook, and was it for posting something about Blue Lives Matter?
Yeah, it was
crazy.
Girls for Gunslingers. Again, though, like we all know, Facebook is extremely liberal, and it comes down to.
Well, tell them what the post was. Dude.
I mean, it was
yeah. What was the post?
It was literally the Texas state.
Who's buzzing right now. It's you. Oh.
It was a Texas state with the American flag overlaid on it with the blue line.
Yeah.
That was it.
But again, like, when someone flags something inappropriate on Facebook, it goes to somebody that works at Facebook. And with something that's so dividing right now, it's a 50-50 chance that person hit the nuke button and said...
But that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, that's... You know, freedom of speech.
But no. At the end of the day, and that's what everybody fucking forgets, Ross, Facebook is a privately owned company. There is no freedom of speech on Facebook. They get to control everything.
No, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. They don't have to cater to fucking anybody's rights. So, and that's what I think is funny is people get mad about it. Like, oh, fuck Facebook. They're so, it's like you're using their service, dude, for free. Like you're literally victim to their laws, their rules, and they don't have to be fair because at the end of the day, yeah, it's theirs. They don't care. Now, what sucks is it's become so culturally embedded into everyone.
Nice statement.
That you know, even like they're able to control the entire flow of information. Honestly, Facebook is the most powerful entity in the history of the human race.
I agree.
And because they can deliver the message on to whatever they want. If they wanted to stop something from getting out to us, they could.
They influence the narrative.
If they wanted you know.
Well, do you know, so like Facebook was running ads on my video for Hillary. I got a couple messages about it. So
that's you're funny. Kidding. You're fucking kidding.
Was it Facebook or YouTube? Because Facebook doesn't run ads.
Yeah, something on there because it wasn't uploaded. Maybe it was YouTube, but they're targeting our demographic, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's a waste of money. Like, yeah, it's if you want to just piss your money away into zero fucking. You know, conversions, then yeah. Go ahead and advertise to our audience about that dumb bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, by the way, you know who crushed the other night at the Republican convention was Marcus Luttrell. Yeah. Did you guys see his speech?
He's amazing.
Dude, he just went off prompter and said, fuck it.
Well, the reality behind it, man, that guy has passion in his words, dude. Like if you listen to it, we talk about it, and it's like, there's passion there, man. So it's like, man, everything he says, it's like, you feel it, like,
it's funny, yeah. Rock and I brought up the fact, and I'll take this. It's like Marcus is like, dude, we love that guy. He's an amazing human, and it was funny because he wants to read out the prompter, but he's a really, really emotional guy, and in a good way. And he just like in a great way, and he just runs with it. And he was just like, "Fuck this! You know what we need?" And I was like, "God damn it, man! Perfect!" Like he's actually speaking from the heart, and like.
He's not some fucking political robot jockey.
Exactly. Like, there's no just like, well, we need to change America for the better.
I hope someone had a cow about that. Yeah. He just said, eat a dick, you fag.
So cheers to Marcus for doing that because this is badass. I like when you speak from the heart, that's what's the most meaningful and actually how you change your life. You know?
Yeah, man. It was pretty incredible to see. And like, you know, everybody the next day was talking about it. He was trending on Twitter. It was cool to see him. I didn't know he was doing it.
We should get Marcus on the show. He'll be here soon.
We should.
I was on
I talked to Melanie today.
Yeah, I was on his podcast about a month ago, I think. Yeah.
Oh, were you? God. Yeah.
His podcast is, it's the, what is it? The, fuck. It's.
I gotta look it up.
Oh, we'll look it up.
You just praised his name. You were on the show.
I'm a drunk asshole. I forget everything. No, him and another SEAL buddy do it. It's about like a transitional piece, but they're fucking awesome. We'll figure it out what it is. I'll put it out here in a second.
Nick texted me right after that speech. And he said, Marcus just crushed the RNC. I was like, yeah, I saw. And then I was like,
Nick Palmisano.
Yeah,
yes, go, that's Republican
he,
National
is
Convention.
He backing Trump? And Nick goes, he is. I go, anything to put that bitch down, I'd vote for Manson over Hillary. And
oh
then I go,
God,
at least Manson didn't try and lie and bullshit when he got caught fucking up.
Damn.
Yeah, it's we got a weird race going up.
Manson
it's,
over Hillary, 2016.
Matt, you and I were talking about it today. It's almost as if you're tuning in for entertainment value, not like, yeah, holy shit, it's real politics.
It's like, it's welcome to pop culture other than a fucking presidential race. You know,
it is. It feels like talk soup. Because the first night they had Scott Baio in charge.
You should have asked me all these questions when I'm like not jet lagged, because then I would have had way better responses.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what though? They have
you're giving honest answers right off
Ross,
the plane. It's the best time to catch you.
They have to modify their tactics, because the sad thing about Americans is they're too goddamn worried about Pokemon Go before they are about where their country's going or where their fucking next paycheck is. Like,
yeah, you know, and I will say this, like, with the way everything is headed, and you guys touched on earlier with social media, and the same thing is happening in entertainment. It's almost like you veered into the entertainment world, and that's the only thing that's going to keep people interested, is by doing this kind of crazy shit on a nightly basis in front of crowds, you know.
It's
and,
the only way you'll get people to pay attention.
Yeah, I would be really curious to see the ratings versus the Republican convention
versus the Democratic convention. Trump walked into Prince, bro.
Dude, I didn't even like. Did you see the guy from Duck Dynasty talk?
Jesus,
I didn't see him,
but I mean,
I here's the thing. His message I understood, but he's just weak. He's like, dude, that was fucking shit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But look, he's got the guy from Duck Dynasty. You know who else spoke and was pretty good? Was Dana White actually spoke?
Did he really?
Really?
Well, I mean, he's a billionaire now. I mean,
he's a millionaire. He's got
$4 billion now from selling the UFC. So
he doesn't own all of it, but yeah, he does have a big amount.
Yeah. Well, no, he's got a huge amount, and his salary per year now, they said, is going to shoot up to about $40 million a year.
Oh my God! What a
that's
dick.
Not a bad number, you know.
It's not a bad number.
Well, look,
for a guy who's
$40 million, I'd retire my ass. You know,
monopolize the goddamn game.
No. $40 million a year, and you'd become Dan Bilzerian.
No, I wouldn't. I'd go on patrol. I would go on patrol with cops and slap dudes for calling them assholes.
El Paso's hiring. I'm thinking about applying just for the fuck of it.
I'm still beat up about this whole fucking thing about that. I swear to God.
I know, dude. Hey, if Tom Pacino wins,
yeah.
Game
things,
over.
Things
El Paso's
are changing
in El Paso.
Paso's
in trouble.
Yeah. Dude, I honestly like.
Yeah. Well, what? Yes. Can you talk about
we
that?
We need to get
I know
Tom
you guys are doing
on the
something
show.
With,
yeah.
Yeah.
We will.
I know you guys are doing something with him.
I urge this. I really hope if anybody listens to this podcast, please write in, and if you can contest the opinion that I made today about like it's a racial issue, because I think it really is. Please write in and prove me wrong, because I'm open to conversation. Like Tom Pacino, who's running for sheriff here in El Paso, he's a former sergeant major out of 5th Group, 28 years retired. He's a fucking badass. But again, he doesn't believe in politics. He wants to continue the mission and be a civil servant.
Said he doesn't have time for the politics. If he's being a sheriff, he doesn't have time to fuck around.
Again,
with
it's that whole thing that I always say.
Be the sheriff.
I don't give a fuck. You're black, white, whatever. You're Asian. You're an American. Dude.
Can you make a railroad joke?
You're fucking. Yeah, you can make a railroad joke. You're being an American, dude, and that's what's the most important to me. And it's like there's an overall mission of ethical and morals, and like and a sense of living. And why do people obsess about creating a construct with all that? I don't get it.
Where do they have the fucking time?
Where's
to do
the
this
time?
To?
No shit.
Right? Like, I'm over here trying to fucking run a business. Like the fact that you have that time.
I don't have time to protest anything.
No. Unless you're like impeding on my like fucking constitutional rights, but the fact that you're just gonna like. These motherfuckers make issues. It's just like, please.
I mean, if Hillary Clinton came out with a fragrance, I might protest that.
What would it be called?
Or Jared, I could see if some a rogue cashier was throwing out like Jimmy John's, like old sandwiches.
if Jimmy John closed, he'd be there.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to stop talking because I'm getting buzzed tonight.
No, you're good.
No, you're totally fine. I mean, look, this is the issue that I think it's this is probably the most emails we've ever gotten. And everybody's like, hey, guys, can you please stand up for Elios? And it's like, of course we are. It's mind-boggling.
The whole thing is, it's like, obviously we stand up for Elios, and we're huge proponents for it. But like, the fact that we actually have to like make a stand for it pisses me the fuck off. Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Doesn't it?
Exactly.
Because it's like, they're fucking civil servants.
Yeah. When is
doing
when,
a job that they all have families? Like, yeah. And then you're gonna act like. When has
there been a divide on whether we trust or not? Where the fuck is the divide? Like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Every time I get fucking pulled over, I've been pulled over twice in my life, actually. I'm pretty.
Well, you got pulled over with me once, too.
Yeah, we need to start practicing exile. Like, we need to just start kicking people out of the country.
Let me hear you.
No, I'm saying when we get pulled over, it's just like, I respect it, right? We pull all the windows down. I go, ma'am, I'm a CCW carrier. I have my pistol and my thing. Here's my driver's license. Yeah. Can I go into the go-kart? Yes, sir. Boom. Done. Usually get off fucking completely cool.
Yeah, no issues.
No
dude.
Issues. Because why? I know my place in that setting. There's the LEO. I respect them as a fucking law enforcement.
Even if there was a cop that went ape shit for some weird reason because he was uncomfortable and said, get on the ground.
Sure.
Like,
I'm still sure.
I'm getting on the ground. I'm doing whatever
I'll argue
the fuck.
Hey,
dude.
Yeah. I'll argue this later.
Yeah, let me see your dick. Yeah. You got it. Yeah. You can see my dick, but this is weird.
Here's
but I'm going to let you do it. Yeah.
Here's the dick. Here is it on my wrist. Look, it's the watch.
I saw one today where it was like cop shooting. A guy in a bus grabbed a fucking female police officer's pistol and drove it high.
Fuck that.
Her partner shot the dude.
I would have done the same.
Yeah, and it was like, cop shoots dude. I'm like,
yep.
So you're justifying when a dude grabs a gun, you're going to say it's wrong that he got shot?
It's funny because people don't understand
that. I would blow his fucking head off.
Dude, on this video, I was telling you about 27 deaths that were fucking wrongfully done.
Yeah,
dude,
shut up.
Three of them were, well, he had a fake gun. Yeah. Sorry, if I'm pulling.
Sorry, yeah.
If I'm showing up to a dude for a call for some weird reason and he has a fake gun, how do I know that's a fucking fake gun unless he has a fucking orange motherfucker? I'm gonna smoke this bitch.
But the reality of it too, like, and I don't think law enforcement will necessarily like this statement, but it's like, if you just conform, agree with them, because 99% of law enforcement are amazing people, right? If there's an issue with the way they treat you, guess what? You can go to court and you'll probably be a millionaire. So shut the fuck up, dude. Give Elios the fucking respect they deserve. That's all it comes down to, man.
That's it.
Because
and it's such a thankless job that doesn't pay well. And it's like, dude, if they wanted to be assholes, like, you wouldn't do that job. You'd do something else.
Again, I want to go out as a civilian and just fucking head kick people. I want to go.
Yeah. Hey, fuck
you're
you.
A stupid cop. Boom! Head kick him. Don't worry, I'll go to jail. It's cool.
It's
you have your job.
Yeah, you're a good cop.
You know, there was a cop who posted body cam footage who got shot. He lived, but he posted what it's really like and how fast you have to make that decision of pulling your gun or not. It is fucking insane.
Dude,
like,
it is so fucking crazy. It, like, you have no idea, man. Like, even us in combat have seconds to fucking identify whether it's a threat or not, and you fucking either pull the trigger or you don't. Now, that's fucking going to determine the fact whether you go home at night with your fucking wife and kids or not. Dude, the dude that was fucking reaching for his pocket, the call was said there was a guy who had a gun, and that was the initial call. Me, as a fucking law enforcement officer, was like, okay, well, here we go. Already, I'm already fucking identifying this as a potential threat, and so my fucking whole demeanor is completely different showing up. And now the dude's going to fucking fight me whether I'm going to try and fucking put cuffs on or not, and then reaching for a pocket where there's an unknown there. Sorry, sorry for you, bro. When I hear my only cop buddy say, gun, 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 game over. I'm doing my job. That's the serious fucking. And you know, and no matter where you take this, it's like, well, yeah, watch the video a million times. It might look bad to everyone else who doesn't understand the job, but to every law enforcement officer, it's like, wow, that's a good shot. It's ugly. It's scary. It's a shitty moment.
But he had a gun on him, and he reached for it.
Exactly. So, well, game over, bro.
The guy, and by the way, we're talking about the guy in Baton Rouge.
Yes.
You know, here's my other biggest issue with this movement, too, is that the people they're celebrating, like Mike Brown and all those guys, like, dude, if you charge rob a liquor store and then charge an officer, grab for his gun, you get killed, Why are you a hero?
Dude, and then, like, so, Ross, you got to find this video, bro. It's fucking 27 different fucking mainstream media actors and artists that are talking about that. Even that's a fucking wrongful death. Like, it's a fucking innocent dude killed. Like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be fucking kidding me for these Beyonce, bro. Pink,
but
John Legend. All these big motherfuckers saying this.
Stop. That's exactly what I was talking about earlier. The social issue is it's cool.
John Legend ain't never been in a fucked up situation. You, John Legend.
Stop. It's fucking pop culture to get behind this bullshit movement that they don't look into facts. It's emotional based. So it's like, oh, fuck this, dude. It's fucking retarded is what it comes down to. You know how many shots I've pulled in my fucking day overseas where I'm like, yeah, I might have regretted that. Whatever the fucking case is. But, like, you can grow as a human. And the fact that these people, like, they blindly support these social fucking, like, movements, it's bizarre to me.
It's insane.
Do you not agree with that, Ross? It's like this whole, all these fucking dudes, man.
100%. 100%.
It's crazy. Like, you ask them about facts. They don't know. They don't look into it at all. It's like, we talked about this podcast early on. It's like, I'm not going to fucking support a cause unless I have the appropriate information. Because if I don't, I'll just say, I don't know, right? I don't know.
You come off like an ignorant asshole.
You come off like an ignorant asshole.
Walk in my shoes, motherfucker, then comment.
But, like, don't support a cause that just because it gives you fucking likes on Facebook. Like, and that's the problem. You have, like, Beyonce or whatever you just said. It's like, that's cool.
I'm searching for that video
now. About you go look at the fucking family of the cop, the actual instance that happened, and look at it. Like, oh, man, he reached for a toy gun in his back and got shot. Like, yeah, we all wish everybody could live. Let's be real, right?
Yeah.
Let's all be real.
Yeah, a loss of life is a loss of
life. A loss of life is a loss of life, especially an American. Obviously, we wish we could have changed the outcome, but why blame people when we can actually take that instance and benefit from it and create an educational perspective that we can change both social sides and be like, hey, guys, don't be necessarily so racist. You guys maybe need better training, whatever the case is, and move on, right? But that's not the case. They're judging and they're throwing blame on each side, which is – that doesn't get you anywhere. It gets you into a fucking social media war is what it gets you into.
Exactly. And social media is fucking killing us, man.
Yeah.
I'm drunk, by the way. It's fun.
The other thing, too, is you almost wish there was they changed laws when people got pulled over where it's like, hey, why don't you pull your keys out of the ignition, put them on a dash, put your hands on the dash. If you move them, you have the right to be shot.
Yeah, but the problem with that, Ross, is like, yeah, you're right. We have to change the laws because you can't fucking treat someone like that unless it's a felony stop.
I know, and that's bullshit. Like, they're just trying to do their job. It's not like they're pulling you over to fuck with you tonight. Like,
but again, like, okay.
But you know what me and Matt did? We got pulled over, all windows down, hands up. Like,
again, so, like, I put this out there a lot, and we talk about, like, coming from a dude, like, I'm a super alpha male. I get really mad when people try to degrade me.
You're attractive.
Oh, shut up. I'm a good shooter. I'm a good fighter, whatever the case is. When I get pulled over by a police officer, I respect their position, even if I think they're fucking wrong. Because I plenty of times been like, you're wrong, dude. I'll fucking ruin your face. I put my hands down. And I go, hey, let's talk this out. And 99% of the time, I've never been arrested. It's always like, this is what I was doing. And we work it out.
Yep.
If you get aggressive, they're obviously going to fucking raise their demeanor and you're going to get fucking choked out. Like, so it's on both sides.
That's it. That's exactly.
Yeah. If you're getting aggressive with a police officer, what do you think the outcome is going to be? Like,
right. You're an idiot. And especially when you make it a racial issue, because with the tension now, I mean, how are you going to be aggressive towards a police officer and expect them not to be a little on edge when fucking innocent police lives have been just fucking murdered?
Dude, I've been trying to, like,
fuck you, dude.
I went to Starbucks and saw a cop, and I was just like, hey, man, appreciate your shit. And he was completely, like, kind of cold-shouldered me, and I completely understood why. I was like, I get
it. Yeah, dude.
It's a very tense time.
It's a really hard time for them dudes right now.
I was going to buy him a coffee.
Anyways, we're drunk. Yeah. But I want to say, dude, all the LEOs, we support you. We love you guys, man. Like, it's a hard time, but, like, let's hopefully, like, all work through this and change the narrative of what you guys are, because you guys are needed. Everybody knows we need LEOs, and the fact that people are aggressive towards you is fucking stupid as shit.
Nope.
So
yeah, and just know that we support you. And Jared, by the way, a little breaking news for you. Your favorite show just got picked up for another season. I don't know how they're going to do this. Making a Murderer.
What is it?
Making
yeah,
a Murderer.
No way. I saw that today. I'm
they're
curious.
Coming back, my man. They're coming back. Like, that was for you. Somebody just texted me right now.
I don't know how they're going to do that one. Like, I mean,
go back and re-interview people? I don't know.
Well, there was because of the first show, it sparked a lot of investigation and a lot of digging and stuff like that, and nothing came of it. It's not like his appeal went through or anything. So it's like, what's the next
one? What do they have? Yeah. What's new? You know?
Yeah. Like, it's
who's gonna talk to who? I'm excited weird, about it. Man. I'm excited about it. We flooded with hundreds of emails the last few weeks.
Sorry, I'm drunk on this episode.
No, you were fine.
It's getting to the point though. Like the nominations. Please don't get mad if we don't. If we can't.
Yeah,
we get
literally hundreds a week. And I will say this: everybody, there was a lot of them that said, "Hey, could you please dedicate the Drinking Bros of the week this week to all of the fallen officers in Dallas and Baton Rouge?" I'm going to take it a step further and dedicate the entire show to every single LEO out there, dead and alive. Just know that we support you. We love you. And
we're running.
I said earlier, you're doing a thankless job. We want to personally thank you for doing your job and doing that job at all. Because
Ross,
right now, Jesus, that's one of the hardest jobs in the world.
We are running the Thin Blue Line on Lead Slingers.
Yes, we are.
Custom bottle. They're limited edition bottles with, you know, limited edition is imprinted on there. And the three of us will be flying to Dallas once that fundraiser is over to present the organization that's helping us with that, the check to the Dallas PD.
Yes, and as well as
great. And how can Jared tell people at home how they can help?
It's
and,
still getting set up right now, so just
we'll be posting on social media. We'll be posting on social media exactly how to order it, how to buy it. It's going to be only online sales through the New York link that we'll have to give you. And we also online, we're going to be selling the Thin Blue Line shirt as well that will go towards the profits as well. Just real quick, Ross, Michael Smith. Michael Smith is the Dallas PD that was killed. That was an ex Rangerback guy. He was in the 80s and he joined the Dallas PD in 89. So he was a little bit of an old timer. And I just wanted, just from a Ranger perspective, brother, Rangers lead the way. Thank you for your service, man.
America.
Cheers. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
To all our LEOs, stay safe out there. Know that we love you and we support you. And thank you guys for tuning in tonight. For Jared Taylor, Matt Best, Vincent Vargas, and Ross Patterson.
I got
Patterson.
Drunk on this podcast.
You did.
Apparently, if I get too drunk, I'm not a good talker because I was so mad.
You were fantastic.
I was
dude.
So
this
mad.
A great show.
I was
this
so
is a
mad.
Great show.
I love you, LEOs. I was so mad.
Love you.
So mad. Toodles, Magoodles.
All right. Good night, everyone. We love you. Stay safe.